Hi, this is Pastor Matt, and I want to welcome you to our Blue Oaks Church podcast. At the end of this episode, feel free to download our Blue Oaks Church app, where you'll be able to access resources, events, and ways to get connected at Blue Oaks and in the community. The app is the easiest way to share this content with a friend, and it's the easiest way to keep up with everything going on around Blue Oaks. Most importantly, though, I just hope that you enjoy this episode and it inspires you to take your next step in your faith journey.
Hi, my name is Tina. I'm one of the pastors here at Blue Oaks. If I was going to ask you a question, what is the main goal of your life? I asked Jordan, who is our production director here, what is the main goal of his life? And he said the right answer is probably glorify God with my life. But in reality, I'm trying to survive as I take care of my four kids and making sure that they don't die. But if we asked Apostle Paul, what is the main goal of his life? He says, to finish the race well. And that's the title of my message today, Finish the Race Well. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 24 through 27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Olympics is starting this week and all the athletes are getting ready for it. They have taken years of practice, strict, rigorous training. And we as spectators, it is so easy for us as we watch these sports, we can sit back, relax, have pizza, have burgers, fries. We don't have to go through those diets and workouts that they have to do to be part of this race. But Paul is saying here that we are not the spectators. The race, the spiritual race that he's talking about, we are the athletes. So we cannot sit back and relax. We are the athletes who need to go through strict training. So the question is, what is this race about? And why is this so important? I'm going to read to us from Acts 20, verse 22 to 24. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Paul says here, there is nothing more valuable in life to me than to finish the race and to complete the task that God has given him. In other translation, instead of the word task, it says the work God has given me, the assignment, the ministry that Lord Jesus had given him. And specifically to Paul, the ministry that God had given him was to preach to the Gentiles. For each one of us, the task could be different. Each one of us has a different assignment that Lord Jesus has given us. And what's important is whatever the task God has given us, that is so important in our life, more than we value anything else in our life, is to finish the task that God has given us. So the race that we are running is to advance the kingdom of God by completing the task that Lord Jesus has given us. Now we need to know how, as an athlete, I can make sure that I finished the race. So what does an athlete do to make sure he finishes this race? So we are going to look at some of the things that the athletes do. First of all, before you even go in for training, before you go to the training classes, the coach will tell you wear the right gear. And for race, you have to make sure that you wear weightless gear. Everything that you wear is light so that you're running and you don't get tired. The weight does not slow you down. So wear things, put on things that are not heavy. The writers of Hebrews in chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us." The writer says that there is the weight that is going to slow us down. The athlete needs to make sure that they wear things that are light. In the same way, spiritually, here the writer says that sin is going to slow us down. Sin is going to make us fall. It's going to trip us up. It's like something is around our leg and we can't go further. We can't move forward in this race. I know many say that, you know, if we sin, yes, we are forgiven by God, but you are missing the point where you and I may not be able to finish the race. And that is what Paul says here. Make sure you are training well. Make sure you discipline your life well, because the main focus, the main aim is to finish the race well. King Solomon had started his race so well. He had seen God twice. He was the wisest king, but he did not finish his race well. This is what is written in 1 Kings chapter 11. I'm going to read from verse 9 through 11. "The Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. Although he had forbidden Solomon to follow other gods, Solomon did not keep the Lord's command. So the Lord said to Solomon, 'Since this is your attitude and you have not kept my covenant and my decrees, which I commanded you, I will most certainly tear the kingdom away from you and give it to one of your subordinates.'" What hindered King Solomon not to finish his race well? He married wives who were worshiping idols. He was then led into idolatry, which just stopped him from the race that God had planned for him. God had such great plans for his life to complete this race, but he was not able to complete this race. And so let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Let's look at the context of the passage that we had read, what Paul was saying. I want us to know that Paul was not talking here about going to heaven or us losing salvation. That is not the context of this passage about let's try to win the race, because anything that we do with all our strength and our effort, then why did Jesus die? We didn't need Jesus to die if we could achieve it with all our strength and effort. So that was not the context of the chapter. So let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 12. "If others have this right of support from you, shouldn't we have it all the more? But we did not use the right. On the contrary, we put up with anything rather than hinder the gospel of Christ." Apostle Paul was not receiving the financial support from the people that he was preaching. And there are times he was hungry as he was preaching the gospel, and as he writes to the Corinthian church, that he'd never asked them for financial support, though he had the right as an apostle to get it. But he wouldn't do anything that would hinder the gospel of Christ. So he shares with the Corinthian church, there is nothing I would do to hinder the gospel of Christ, because that was the ministry, that was the task that God had given him. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 19 and verse 22 to 23. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people so that by all means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessing. That's what Paul desired, that even though he did not receive the financial support, I would do anything to share the gospel. Is this our desire? Lord, whether I'm receiving things financially, whether the ministry that I'm doing or the calling that I'm doing, it's financially I'm able to receive much, or whatever is the hindrance, the calling that you have in your life that God has called you to, you know this is your calling, but what is hindering you to go forward in this calling? What are the lies that the enemy is telling you? Or is it sin that is hindering us from the assignment that God is calling us to do? In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that Paul talks about Israel. Israel had come out of Egypt, led by Moses. God did mighty miracles for them. He parted the Red Sea for them. He gave them manna. He did so many mighty miracles for them. But yet, they grumbled against God. They started worshiping idols. They tested God. They committed sexual immorality. They were supposed to be an example to the nations. When God did all these mighty miracles for them, the nations were scared because they knew the God of Israel was mighty. But when they sinned, they were defeated and they could not finish the race. Is there things in our life that is hindering us from finishing the race? We have to be focused. Let sin not distract us. What are the hindrances in our life that is stopping us from the race that God is calling us to do? In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize." So when you read this question, you think, among all the Christians, there's just one person going to win the race. Then what's the point? I'm not going to even run. I'm not going to even try. Well, Apostle Paul said he finished the race, so he was the first one to win. But that's not the point of the question here. It's a rhetorical question where he answers it and says, run in such a way as to get the prize. That's the point here. That we put all the effort, not just slacking in the way that we are running, not running aimlessly, but having a goal. I want to finish well. I want to receive the prize that God has for me and put all my strength and effort into what God has called me to do. King Saul, he was running a good race. He was the king of Israel. But one day as he woke up and he probably went out, he heard this song by a few ladies as they sang. I'm going to read from 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 7 and 8. As they danced, they sang, "Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands." Saul was very angry. This refrain displeased him greatly. "They have credited David with tens of thousands," he thought. "But me with only thousands, what more can he get but the kingdom?" And from that time on, Saul kept a close eye on David. He lost his focus. When an athlete loses the focus of the finished goal or the prize and focuses on something else and gets distracted, you lose the game. You lose the race. Saul's focus the rest of his life, which led him to destruction, was focus on David. That became his focus. There are times I scroll through social media and I do the same. I look at other people's life. Oh, wow, they're having such an awesome life. They are doing great. Look at where they are. They are so far in their race. And where am I? What am I doing? But even as Paul says here, run in such a way as to win. It's not a competition here. We are all running together. We are all called to win. We are all called to encourage each other. You can do this. You can win. We are all going together in this race. And so be focused in the race where God has called you. Don't focus in somebody else's race. Don't say, wow, where has God placed that person? Look at that person. So high he has climbed or she has climbed. No, that's their race where God has assigned them. And I applaud them where they are. And I applaud them, those who are starting in the race. And each one of us has a different race. Let's be focused in where God has called us to be. I received a forward, a short clip of the 2019 Miss World pageant. When Miss Jamaica won the pageant, Miss Nigeria just jumps and she's so excited for her. She comes and she just hugs her. And that's how we want to be in the Christian world. When another person wins the race, we are excited because we are all in this together, each one of us completing the task that God has given us and applauding and encouraging each other to run this race. One of the greatest things that we need also to finish this race is to have a good community. Simone Biles, who has won 7th Olympic medal, she said, I wanted to quit like 5,000 times, and I would have if it weren't for my people. In this race, we are going to have obstacles. There are people who are going to tell us that we are not good enough. There's the voice of the enemy that's going to tell us, you are not good enough for this race. You are not talented enough for this race. And you know deep within your heart you have been called for this assignment. There is a calling in your life for it. That is why it is so important to have community around you who encourage you, who strengthen you. I remember in high school we had this marathon and I came to a point almost towards the end of the race where I could see the finish line. But I just wanted to quit. I knew I didn't have strength within me to even keep one foot forward. And I just stood there and I said, I'm quitting. And my friends who were standing next to me, they just started clapping their hands and said, Tina, you can do it. Tina, you can do it. And I remember that moment because I don't know from where I found that extra energy. I just started sprinting till I finished the race. Community is so important. It could be your family, your friends, or a small group where you attend in the church. Small group is so important. A community of believers where you gather together and we encourage each other, we strengthen each other, because there are times that you may fall in this race. Even the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11, they fell. Abraham, Moses, David, whether it was Ruth or Rahab, they were falling in this race, but they rose up again. They kept their faith. What's important was they finished their race well. So have a community. The athletes have a community around them, coach and encouraging them, family encouraging them to strengthen them to go ahead. Another very important thing for the athlete is to be disciplined. Strict training is very important. Consistent training is important. making sure you eat the right food, making sure you are working out, having that discipline in the life of an athlete is important. In the same way, our inner man needs this discipline in our life to make sure we finish the race, that we read the Word of God. We are spending time in prayer because the Word of God is the diet we eat. Word of God says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So it's the good diet that we need to have every day to be the good athlete, to do what God has called to do, and to finish what God has told us to do. So read the Word of God as our food, as the daily bread every day. And in the prayer of Jesus, Jesus does not say that, the Lord, let me have the monthly bread, not weekly bread. It's the daily bread. So daily working out so that inner man is strong. Well, from the Bible, we learn about God. We connect with God through His Word by learning, but through prayer, we build that relationship with God. We relate with God. So it's so important that we do these two together. Read the Word of God and pray. This is the discipline that we need to have. I know there are spiritual giants out there. For you, it may just come so easy to have consistent prayer and reading of the Word. But there are times in my life that I feel that spiritual dryness. And during those times, what strengthens me is to do a Bible plan with someone. Godly partnership is so important. A Bible plan with someone where I can read with someone and they encourage me with some questions, because there are times I'm saying, oh, I think I know everything in this passage. But then when they challenge me by a question, I'm like, oh, I probably don't know as much as I thought. So that's really important for us. And even prayer partners who are there with you to pray with you during seasons when you are down or seasons when you are feeling spiritually dry. So all of these spiritual disciplines are so important for us so that we can finish the goal that God has given us to advance the kingdom of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 through 8 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Paul says, I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And he's looking for an eternal crown. While in Corinthian church, they were well known for the Isthmian Games, which were held every 2 years. And they practiced rigorously for months to be part of this game. And all that they would receive, the winners would receive, was a pine wreath. And Paul says here, that is perishable. But what you are going to receive is an eternal crown, the crown of righteousness. I just want to encourage us today that the main goal of our life should be to finish the task that God has called us to finish so that we can advance the kingdom of God. And so if I ask you today once again, what is the main aim of your life? Let's pray. Abba Father, I thank you for this time that you have given us. Thank you for being with us, for helping us start this race. And I know, Lord, I can't do this without you. I do it by your strength, by the power of your Holy Spirit. And you help me, Abba Father, Lord. You strengthen me. I thank you for the community around me that you have placed, who strengthen me, encourage me. I thank you, Abba Father, Lord. But help me to remember my responsibility too in this, to train and to be disciplined so I can finish this race well. I surrender us, and I surrender all those who are watching. I pray your blessing upon their life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your touch. Thank you that we will finish this race well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, once again, thanks for listening. We hope you found something in this week's message to take away and apply to your life this week. If you live in the Bay Area, we would love to have you join us for one of our weekend services. For directions or information about what we have for you or your family, your students, you can go to blueoaks.church or download the app today. And we hope to see you on Sunday soon.